Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Straffolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. Apple announced it is withdrawing the HK Map Live app from the iOS App Store, which displays user-reported police locations, safe zones, and other crowdsourced location information in Hong Kong. Apple initially rejected the app from the App Store on October 2nd, saying it helped users evade law enforcement. Apple subsequently reversed that decision on October 4th, but has since faced scrutiny from Chinese state-owned media. According to Apple, the app displays police locations, and we have verified with the Hong Kong Cybersecurity and Technology Crime Bureau that the app has been used to target and ambush police, threaten public safety, and criminals have used it to victimize residents in areas where they know there is no law enforcement. The app violates our guidelines and local laws. Blizzard suspended a Hong Kong-based professional Hearthstone player, Chung Blitzchung Ng, from the Hearthstone Grandmasters, revoking his earnings and banning him from tournaments for a year. In post-game interview on a Taiwanese broadcast on October 6th, Chung wore a mask and goggles. Hong Kong recently banned the wearing of masks in protests. And then Chung said one of the slogans for the Hong Kong protesters. Blizzard said Chung's statement violated tournament rules. On October 12th, Blizzard subsequently reversed that decision, reinstating Ng's winnings and lowering the tournament ban to 6 months. Blizzard said it initially acted too swiftly, but maintained the action was not influenced by the company's relationship to China. Bloomberg reports that Amazon uses teams in India and Romania to review select clips captured by its cloud cam security cameras, according to sources. Similar to human review of voice clips, video clips are reviewed to help improve training on AI algorithms used to detect actual security issues from false alarms. Reviewed clips are typically 20 to 30 seconds in length, with some auditors reviewing up to 150 clips a day. According to an Amazon spokesperson, these clips either come from employee testers or by customers who submit clips to troubleshoot issues of false notification or quality issues. Any clips with content deemed inappropriate are discarded by Amazon and not used to train the AI. The cloud cam terms and conditions do not currently explicitly state that human review of video clips are used to train the AI. A contract obtained by 1Zero shows that law enforcement agents in New York City have been able to crack iPhones in-house since January 2018, which is 18 months before the capability was revealed by Israeli forensics firm Cellebrite, which makes the software. Universal Forensic Extraction Device, or UFED Premium, allows customers to unlock iPhones in their own offices instead of sending them back to the company's lab. According to the contract, the Manhattan District Attorney's Office agreed to pay Cellebrite about $200,000 over 3 years for UFED Premium. Although Cellebrite hasn't confirmed this report or said whether its software can crack devices running iOS 13, the company website does say it can perform unlocks for all Apple devices. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed two bills into law last week regulating the distribution of deepfake face-swapping videos. AB 730 makes it illegal to distribute manipulated videos aimed at deceiving voters or discrediting candidates within 60 days of an election. AB602, meanwhile, gives people in the state the right to sue someone for creating pornographic deepfakes using their likeness without consent. The United States Foreign Intelligence Services Court, or FISC, has found that employees in the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation inappropriately use data collected under Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. The illegal queries did not distinguish between U.S. persons and foreign intelligence targets. The court ordered the FBI to revise its search procedures to require written documentation of why a search against a U.S. person's metadata would be likely to return foreign intelligence data. Sony announced the next PlayStation console will be called, wait for it, the PlayStation 5, featuring new haptic feedback on board and new adaptive triggers which are being added to the L2 and R2 buttons for developers to manipulate. The company says the PlayStation 5 will be available in time for the 2020 holiday season. Hulu launched the ability to download shows for offline viewing. Users can download up to 25 titles across 5 devices for up to 30 days. Titles expire 2 days after playback is started. If you're on the commercial-free plan, you can download the majority of Hulu's catalog using the Hulu iOS app. Hulu says it will bring the functionality to Android soon. If you have the cheaper plan with commercials, you will not get the offline viewing option. Researchers from Fortinet found an unauthenticated command injection vulnerability in 4 models of D-Link routers that could permit remote code execution. D-Link told Fortinet that the 4 vulnerable router models are end-of-life and will not receive updates to patch the vulnerability. 2 of the models were discontinued just last year, and 3 of them are still available for sale on Amazon despite being discontinued. And finally, Apple released the public beta of iOS 13.2, which includes an option to delete Siri and voice dictation history, as well as an opt-out for sharing audio recording data with Apple. The beta includes a splash screen at installation that explains how Apple uses voice data and giving the opt-out option at that time. The opt-out is also available in the privacy section of the Settings app. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all of these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.